So, this public hearing on the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park is called to order at 7 p.m. on this 20th day of June. Will everyone please take a moment and join me in saying the Pledge of the Flag? We don't have a flag. Oh, up here. Oh, it's in the corner. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So, welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of the board. To my left, I have Building Inspector John Whitman, Attorney John Bailey, then members Mike Williams, Bob Lennartz. Then to my right, we have Bob Metz, Dwight Mateer, and our secretary, Anna Warren Zizi. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or a business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. Each member of the board, having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date, May 17th, the chair will entertain a motion that the reading of these minutes be dispensed with approval of the same. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Another question. Mike?
Aye.
Yes. Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also. All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 280A, Subdivision 3 of in the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Any persons aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court a petition duly verified setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice of this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 21st of June, 2022, at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeal.
Okay. Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Mike?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also. So we do have a full board tonight, so we will be following our standard procedures. Anna, can you read the first item?
DBA file number 0922, Brownstone Homes, 6069 Newton Road, Zone A1, SPL number 184.00-4-13.11, part of farmland number 19, Township 9, Range 7, request an area variance to install a 6-foot high gate and fence in the front yard, 68 feet from the front of block. Wall hedge or fence not over 3 feet high in any front yard or side street yard, provided that such wall hedge or fence does not obstruct or obscure visibility of or for pedestrians or vehicles approaching or leaving the premises on which the said wall hedge or fence is erected, section 144-22A1, yard regulations. The review of this item was tabled at the May ZBA meeting pending receipt of additional information from the applicant.
Come on forward.
Come forward.
Yes, you can. So you're already signed in, so you can either sit, stand.
Sit in this chair or sit here?
At the table. Completely up to you. And then, so the way it works is you're going to tell us about your project. You've already been before, so if you're comfortable, we can start with asking questions.
Let's start with asking questions.
Okay, so I'll start with Mike.
What we talked about, the fence itself, for the most part, is going to be a 4-foot fence, correct?
Right, but I'd like to have the option to continue on past the little entrance decorative way, like through the woods, about 150 feet of 5 to 6 feet. I'd prefer prefer it to be six, and you may not even want to do it, but we just want the option. This won't be the fence in any other part of the property, just the entranceway.
And it's also a fence that you can see through. So
yes, it looks just like a black and white pool fence, aluminum standard
the
fence,
aluminum
contemporary looking.
John, are we measuring the height of the post or the height of the fence?
Well, we measured that post.
We measured the post. But when we're making a decision on a 6-foot fence.
Well, the post part is the highest part, and then it went down just a little bit.
Yeah. I thought it was the fence itself that you measure for the height and not the post. Am I incorrect or correct?
I measured the post.
I know you measured the post.
Yeah, there's no fence up there.
But I was just wondering how high the actual fence is going to be.
I wouldn't want it to be any more than 6 feet. Chances are it might be 5 feet or there may be no fence. Then you'd like to get permission so we don't have to come up again and do that. But you have to put a fence up.
And the entranceway, you got a six foot post, and then it's dropping to 5. So I assume the actual fence itself is probably around 4 feet.
4 feet.
Start. And then you mentioned that it did drop down into the woods.
Then you might just want, if anybody's going to try to press it past that, where there might not be a camera, they probably maybe want to go to 6 feet, but then more.
All right, thank you.
Make a suggestion, sir. You have to request a specific fence. They won't give you an opening.
Right, we'll request a 6-foot fence.
Okay, there you go.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Beth?
Just dovetailing on those comments and looking at this diagram, as we spoke before, there was a 6-foot, I'll call it a pillar, I don't know what you call it. And then we said it was going to be 4 feet, and then there was a 5-foot one. And I assume that this facilitates the opening and closing of the gate. And then to the left of that, the fence appears to be 4 feet. Is that accurate?
Inside that little post to post, yes.
No, beyond that.
So. Beyond that, there isn't one up yet, and we'd like to get approval for 6 feet.
And that would be parallel to the highway?
Ish.
Somewhat, along the tree line. It's an undulating lot. And again, as I mentioned before, it's recessed as you drive into this driveway. So when you're back, 55, 60 feet,
mm-hmm.
the fence, the top of the 6 foot, is probably only 2-3 feet from the, high visibly.
Yeah, I think what we look at, though, is where it is in relation to the ground. Not, So you're saying you want 6 feet high.
Yes, we would. It's going to be in the woods. You won't be able to see it.
Thank you.
Dwight?
I wondered why you started to build it before you had a variance.
We didn't know we needed one. It's, we're sorry.
Okay. And then, I drive by there frequently, and I see that, leaves are really only on the trees 5 months of the year, and then 7 months they're off. Is there any way that you could move this further back? You knew where it started with your columns, but it's not really where I'd want to see it. I'd want to see it a little further from the road.
You probably wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay. I have no other questions.
Distance where I said it, where you spoke about it with the building department, and it was somewhat suggested that it was acceptable, meaning like the distance.
Okay.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Okay. I don't think I have any questions. Okay. Anyone else have anything before I move on?
I am. Yeah. Okay. Confused for a second here. So even though we're talking 4 foot in the front, is that where you're going to keep it, or are you asking for 6 foot in the front?
Nothing in the front, just the way it looks.
No, the fence itself. Where it's 4 foot on here, are you asking for it to stay 4 foot?
Yes, 6 foot.
Or you're asking for it to go to 6 foot in the front?
Mm-hmm.
Then that's going to raise your columns then too, correct?
No.
The columns are 6 feet, right?
Yes.
I think we need some clarification because it seems like we're... Yeah. Do you mind coming up here? And then I can pass this around. Okay. So the columns are each... I'm sorry. This column and this column. No. These two columns are each 6 feet.
Mm-hmm.
This pipe...
It's 4 feet.
And you want it to be 6 feet?
No. Nope, you just want to keep it the same. It's kind of a decorative one.
Okay.
And they just put this in. I didn't even know it's there.
Okay.
The other fence.
Wait. You want this part to be 6 feet?
They have an option.
Okay. And then this part is 4 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And this part is 4 feet.
Right.
These two pillars are 5, mm-hmm. and you want this part to be 6 feet.
Correct.
Okay. So, are you guys good with that? So if I pass my copy down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this part is 4 feet, this part is 4 feet.
This is 4 feet.
4 feet.
5 and 6.
Yep.
Four.
And 6.
Oh, okay, this whole thing from here is 6, okay.
And this whole thing from here is 6. So if you want to... Thank you.
6, 4, 5, 6, 6, 4, 5, 6.
Okay. Okay, does everyone good? Do you have more questions?
No. I see that. Cool. Because I'm still confused.
Okay.
I hate to be confused, but...
Nope, this is a time next question.
4 feet there.
So this is still going to be front yard, though, right?
Yes. Well, it's considered to be front yard. So the only part that would really be 6 as far as, like, the fence would be this side and that side.
Okay. And the rest of this is all 4 foot?
Yes. With the exception of the columns. Okay. Any more questions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So now I'm going to go to the floor. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Yes? Yeah. Just stand up and state your name, please.
So, I'm not really opposed to the general idea of the fence. I just think the description, this is the first time, like the last time we, as residents, got notification about the variances of proximity to the project. It didn't specify the 68 foot away from the road. So, this is the first time I'm seeing that. But there's a lot of things that are missing for me, like, how far is the setback 68 feet? Because, as Mr. Mateer pointed out, that project was going on with no approval. And those of us who live on Newton Road, I think I speak for many of us, are kind of getting sick of liberties that have been taken with other building projects on Newton Road. So we're kind of trying to make sure that things are being done correctly. So we're all a little miffed that actually happened without the variance are being granted because those columns and those things, they're not see-through and they're certainly over 3 feet tall. The concern at that particular area where that driveway comes out is line of sight for me because it's probably been 15, maybe even 20 years ago. There was a death on that curve, motorcyclist around that curve, went right in the guardrail on the other side. And I walk down that way frequently. Many people run from the park to go down Newton to Bunting. It's a lovely bike ride. And the line of sight there is concerning to me. So this is the first time seeing the 68 feet. I just want to make sure that the line of sight for anyone walking or running is already pretty tough. I would hate to see something high there. And honestly, for the safety of the residents and people coming in and out, to be able to see to the left and say that's it. And what the material is made of. Now, tonight, the gentleman is saying it's like a pool fence. Just so that it fits into the agricultural aspect of the area, because what is represented out in front now does not at all seem to fit the agricultural area that we have. There's another example, if you drive down to the end of Newton Road on Chestnut Ridge, if you drive right into it, there's some very large gates there that are much more rural-looking in nature. They're more timber-like, kind of something you would see out west. That means that it would be much more intimidating with the area than what has been presented prior to the granting of the variance. And the definition of front yard is kind of obscure to me. Like, front yard, like, it's a huge front yard. Like, what is the definition of front yard? Is it going to run how far and how far back is it going to go? And is it going to be precedent setting for other building projects on Newton Road? That if this variance is granted, is then maybe a ministry that's down the road that's already taken significant liberties with their building project going to want a variance for something that's high. And I just would ask you to exercise caution and have a very clearly defined plan on materials, length of the fence, how far back is the fence. And the farther back it is, I think, the more pleasing it certainly would be to most of us who live in the area. Because there's already a lot of impact on wildlife from this project that's going on down the road. And turtles are dead, and a lot of other habitat has been disturbed. And just wouldn't want to see any more disruption than we already got. But
30 seconds.
Just about, in general, and I understand the need for privacy, so...
Okay. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Okay. So I'm going to close. I'm sorry. Has there been any outside communications?
No.
Okay. I'm going to close the public hearing in the portion of the meeting. So there's be no other discussion outside of our board. So board discussion.
I think. With the 6-foot fence that he's requesting, there is a steep hill that it goes down, and I don't think that it produces much of a, to me, of a sight line. I don't think it's going to be much of an obstruction. This has got nothing to do with the chapel that is being put up on Newton Road. So I think it... Anyway, I can get behind what's being asked. Just one person's view.
Anybody else?
I don't have a problem with this as long as it doesn't exceed 4 feet.
Are you talking all the way on the sides, too?
Yes.
Okay.
I think the request is excessive and substantial. That I'm not convinced a regular 3-foot fence that would require no variance would not suit the same purpose. It's not like they're containing domestic livestock or something that they need a taller fence. If it's to keep people out, people can hop a 6-foot fence just as easily as a 3-foot fence. I'm not satisfied with the location of the gate. I think it should be further from the road, that if they're coming in with a trailer, that they're not hanging out to the blind curve. I'm not in favor of as is proposed, and I think because of its excessive length, approving it sets a bad precedence. for the town. Everybody's going to want one.
Okay.
The setback bothers me also. I would like to see it back farther. They're not impossible to move. They can be moved. It's just, I understand the costs and everything, but they were put up before this was approved. And I am, again, I agree with Mr. Mateer. I'm just not a big fan of the 6-foot fence all the way across. The ground is sloping down, although it's may not appear, it's still going to be a 6-foot fence.
What about a 4-foot fence? That's a compromise.
But that still doesn't help the setback.
The setback.
Issue.
It doesn't help the setback, but you're 60 feet off the road. I mean, what's the difference if it's 60 feet or 90 feet? I don't think it matters. You know, the guy put up the fence without asking, which is a no-no, and I agree, and that is upsetting. But it still is 60 feet off the road. And so I would support a compromise of this existing fence that he's described, and then 4-foot fence going around the rest of the property.
So we're not voting on the setback, correct? It's just the height of the fence.
That is correct, the height of the fence.
Okay.
This height of the fence?
Yes.
However, you could make a condition of approval saying we approve this high setback for.
Okay. So then question for Dwight and Mike. If you were to move it back, would you then be able to compromise on the height of the fence?
I don't see any need to compromise. I think the difference in 1 foot of height doesn't really make a difference. If the goal is to keep someone from out, they can hop a 3-foot, they can hop a 4-foot, they can hop a 6-foot. I don't think it, I think the variance isn't needed. I think if they want to go with a 3-foot, they should go with a 3-foot. I don't see any need for a compromise.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
When I was out there the one day, this 68 feet, that's to the lot line, which would be the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
When I was out there that one day, I forget the exact number, but it was about 80 feet off the road.
Okay.
It is pretty far back. I mean, I don't know, not a lot of talk, but in moving it would be pretty catastrophic. I think if I go back to the homeowner, the gate can look pretty, the entrance would look pretty. We go to 4 feet, I think that's a fair, very fair. You're not going to see if it's in the woods, the fence part.
I still think it sets a precedence because of its length. And everybody's going to want it.
Are you okay with the gate portion? Or, like, is there, like, if we were to separate it into two issues, the gate versus the fence, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't like the size of the gate either. I think it should, it could have been done within code and still can. You could have a 3-foot gate. Tell us your masonry could be 3-foot. Then you don't need a variance.
Mike, what are your thoughts on that?
I could live with a 4-foot fence.
Are you okay with the pillars being the size that they are? Or are you?
Yeah, I mean, 4-foot fence in between, I would not go with it. I'm not in favor of a 6-foot wrought iron fence or aluminum fence, whatever it may be.
But you would go with 4 feet.
I would go with 4 feet.
For the entire thing?
Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts?
As I said before, I could go with a 4-foot high fence all the way.
Okay. What about the pillars?
It
I don't have a problem with that.
Thank you.
Okay. Mike, I'm sorry. What are your thoughts on the pillar size?
I'm okay with the pillars.
Okay. Okay. Are there any other comments then? Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion, or should I do that?
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
It's on the condition that the fence outside of these posts is not to exceed 4 feet in height, because these posts, isn't it one section's 5 feet?
One 5 feet, just to break.
The fence, not the pillars.
The fence can be 4 feet. The fence inside is 4 feet.
Yeah, and I think that's what we measure anyway. That's what I was trying to get at in my question. But on the condition that the fence not exceed 4 feet, I would make a motion to grant the area variance per section 144.63(e)(1). All public notices have been filed. I don't see there's any undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties. The benefit cannot be achieved another way other than granting the variance. The request, I don't believe, is substantial. I don't think there'll be any adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. Difficulty is self-created, but that doesn't preclude the granting of the variance. So I move for approval with the condition.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, one sec. Okay, on that question, Mike?
I'm all good. Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
No.
And the chair votes yes. So it will be 4 foot. So, thank you. You're free to, you don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting. So, all right. So then, Anna, can you please read the next item on the agenda?
ZBA file number 1322, Woodbridge Park Association, Hastings Drive. Zoned R3, SBL number 153.14-1-1, farm lot 469, map cover 2,500. Request an area variance to install an 18-foot square foot dwelling group complex sign within a masonry frame totaling approximately 60 square feet. Dwelling group identification, one sign not exceeding 16 square feet in any area may identify a multiple dwelling or dwelling group complex. Such sign may be illuminated by a non-flashing shielded light directed away from adjacent streets, highways, or properties. Such sign shall be parallel to the street, shall not interfere with the public highway, and shall not exceed 7 feet in height. When an application for a building permit is submitted to the Planning Board, such sign shall be approved by the Planning Board, Section 144-37(b)(1).
So we're switching. That was the second
one.
It's fine. So we're going to go a little out of order. Hopefully everyone's okay with that. So we're going to do the Hastings Drive case. So whoever the representative for that, if they could please come forward. Yes. Sorry. So if you would please sign in. And then when you're ready, you can start telling us about the project.
We signed in, so we're okay with this.
Okay. Yep.
The project consists of a replacement of an entryway sign for our development. Mm-hmm. It's the reason for the replacement is because of the wear and tear on the current sign, and to have it repainted, it's going to be like about $3,000. And we just feel replacement of the sign is going to, with redwood, sandblasted, and it's going to be longevity, longer. And so the pillars are, it's going to be the same height, basically. It's going to be, I think, 6.5 feet, according to the specifications that we received from the sign designer. The length or width of the sign is basically the same, 7 to 8 feet. I think it's probably going to be closer to 8. I think in the pillars, and they're going to be replaced. Now they're like 5-inch width wood. They're going to be replaced with stone. And I think the specifications say 16 inches.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Lighting has been put in already, but it's browned up. Mm-hmm. So we're just waiting for approval of the sign.
Okay. Then I'll start with Dwight this time.
Oh, how do you say the sign, the existing sign is?
The posts are 7 feet, and the sign is parallel to, equal to that, so it's about 7 feet high.
Okay. And then the width of the masonry edge to masonry edge of the new sign?
They say 16 inches.
Okay, so 16, so add that to your 16.
Yeah, so it's not, I guess the whole width of the sign is 96 inches, and if you put 16 on each side, it's what, 102?
Okay. All right, I have no other questions.
Yeah. Oh. So the footprint is going to be larger than what's currently there?
With the pillars, it probably will be. Mm-hmm. Won't be any obstruction view for traffic because our current sign sits back, so there really isn't any obstruction, so it's going to be in the same footprint of the current sign.
And the current sign is illuminated?
It had solar lights on it, which did not do the trick.
Okay, so this will be 120s.
Yes, yeah. We've already had the lines put in.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the actual dimensions of how many square feet the sign is? Did your sign manufacturer give you a quote just how big it is? Because we're doing some approximations.
So just this part?
Just that part?
Yes.
No. I know it's, I, no. I have to say no, that he didn't, but I can get that information.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Mike?
I guess the question, am I allowed to ask the question? Because we're only talking about the sign or no?
You can ask, but it's immaterial.
Okay. Well, I guess there's also today. I'm all good then.
Okay. I don't think I have any questions. So would the planning board, I guess I don't have questions for you. So we're just approving the sign portion only.
Correct, yeah.
And the planning board, if they don't like the pillars on the set, I'll call them pillars.
We're just talking about the variance for the size.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Got it. So then, anybody else have any questions?
No.
Okay. So then I'm going to go to the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Please state your name and your address.
John Schaller, S-C-H-A-L-L-E-R. 31 Crab Apple. I'm a resident of this development. I've been there for 20 some years, 22 years. I see you have a picture of that. Is it possible I can look at that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Because of COVID and some other political reasons, many of the residents are not aware of what this is going to look like,
mm-hmm.
or where it's even going to be. Some people are saying it's going to be perpendicular to Baker. Some say it's going to be the same way the sign is now, mm-hmm. perpendicular to Hastings. So this is not as bad as what I'm thought. I mean, we are paying through our monthly fees anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 for this,
mm-hmm.
is what the rumor is. Nobody has told us anything. Nobody has given us any figures on this. So many of the people have asked me if I could come up here and at least find out some of the facts that I should already know as a resident that's paying monthly fees and property taxes, et cetera. It's no reflection on the two neighbors here that are here because they're on our board, okay, but it's a lack of information and communication which is going on, partly to recoup our COVID, you know. Mm-hmm. But, so I don't know why none of the residents have seen this. I assume this is going the same place the other one is.
It is, and I correct mine when I said no. It is will be perpendicular to Baker, like the existing sign, parallel to Hastings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the same location?
Same location.
Same location, yeah. And it'll have some lights on it because there's some...
It will have, yeah.
The lights are already there. The electricity is there. I see that. Anyway,
yeah, and so. The light is there, I think. It okay. Just not functioning right now.
And when would this possibly be installed?
Once we get the approval. Yeah.
So it has to go before the planning board, after this board.
Okay. That helps somewhat, you know, and it's no reflection on it. Just because of COVID, there's been such a misinformation or lack of information in our area there. Mm-hmm. And we have money set aside for other things like siding and that. And when people are starting to hear $20,000 for a monument, because that's the way it was termed. Oh. We're thinking, what the hell? Another, you know. Like yeah. So it's nice to see this and that I can go back and tell other people that we've seen a picture of it.
May I make a comment?
Yes.
It's not $20,000.
Okay, well, that's good.
But no, but I just want you to know.
People need to know that.
Well, I know. I'm just taking over the house.
Okay,
so
thank
just,
you very much.
Okay. Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Have there been any outside communications?
No.
Okay. So I'm closing the public hearing portion. So board discussion. Whoever wants to speak first, go for it.
I have no problem with it.
I agree with Bob.
I have no issues with it.
Dwight?
Wish it was a little smaller, but I can support it.
Okay. So do we have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would make a motion for approval. There will not be any undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created. The benefits sought cannot be achieved in any other way other than through the granting of a variance. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. And although this difficulty is self-created, it does not preclude the granting of the variance.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
On the question, Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And the chair also. So good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time.
Yep. And you don't have to stay. You can go home. Enjoy your night.
Thank you. You too.
The first one.
ZBA file number 1222, Michael Korchinski and Leslie Horland, 3829 Baker Road. Zoned R2, SPL number 162.11-1-7, Farm Lot 8, Township 9, Range 7. Request an area variance to install a shed forward of the primary structure approximately 180 feet from the front lot line. No accessory structure shall be located within the front yard or required side yard. Section 144-24A1B.
Hi, sorry about the mix up.
It's okay.
So whenever you're ready, you can tell us about your project.
Purchased this home late last fall, and it's a very private yard, approximately 2 acres. The home is just about in the middle of the lot. Heavily wooded, a lot of brush surrounding it as well. And we're looking to drop an Amish-constructed shed, 11 by 16, forward of the main structure, approximately 180 feet from the front of the property. I have a stone driveway, and our plow service made a real mess of it last winter, so I'm going to maintain it myself going forward. Purchasing a large snowblower, I have only a small one-car garage, so I have really no storage space inside the garage, and I would like to keep my lawn equipment in a shed on the front of the property. Access, Mr. Mateer stopped by yesterday and took a wander around. Access is limited to the rear of the main structure. Transition from the lower front yard to the upper rear yard is quite steep. Trees, shrub plantings, I think would make it next to impossible to have a shed delivered to the backyard.
Okay.
Spoke with both neighbors on either side of us, and they have no problem with it.
Okay.
Did I miss anything?
You got it all. Okay. Then I'll have the board ask some questions. Sure. Start with Mike.
I am really pretty good with this one.
Okay.
Bob. I'm pretty good.
Don? Make it three.
Dwight?
You can't get through this without questions.
I know. Come on.
Can I add that the intent is to have the color of the roof slate on the main dwelling match the shed that's going to be dropped. It's a cedar shake shingle exterior that I plan on staining this summer, and the exterior of the shed will be stained to match the main dwelling. So.
Yeah, I still don't have any questions. I mean, you're answering all of those out there. Mike, looking at it, your garage reminded me of an older home that my grandparents used to have. That they say it's a single car garage, but
it's like importers.
It's for a little single car. You're not going to put a pickup truck in there. So I understand it's built in the house, into the side of the hill. There really is no way to expand the garage to make it a two-car garage without losing access to the backyard. So I don't have a question.
Okay. I got questions. We have to have some. So I came by, and there's a car parked on the side. Is it where relative to that?
Just forward of that.
Okay, so you're
car.
Still going to have the
yeah, that's
car parking
turn around.
Yep.
Yeah, so it would be just forward of that.
It's hard to back out to Baker, especially
yep.
during school hours.
I get it. I grew up in Brownview.
Okay.
No business run out of it or anything. It's strictly for your use.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's it for my questions. Anyone else? Questions? Anything come up? Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Okay, so closing the public hearing portion. Board discussion?
I have no questions or issues.
I'm not always in favor of front yard sheds, but I put a lot of thought into this one. The one redeeming thing is the distance from the road. It's very far back. The limited ability of you to add on to your existing structure because of the terrain and access you need to get to your backyard. And I also thought that it's a shed. They could be coming to us requesting a front yard garage, which would be bigger. 11 by 16 in shed size is a lot smaller than 24 by 26. So I think that it's a warranted request.
Okay. Anybody else? Comments?
No.
Okay, then do we have a member willing to make a motion? Come on.
I'll make the motion. I'll save you. I move for approval per section 144.63(e)(1). All public notices have been filed. There's not going to be any undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby property. The benefit cannot be achieved in any other way. The request is not substantial. There won't be any adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. Difficulty is self-created, but that doesn't preclude the granting of the variance. So I move for approval as presented.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. On the question. Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
And the chair also. So good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
Appreciate it. I'm a different note. My mom's the one that sold you the fabric.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
So.
I mean, the patio
cushions.
Nice. Thanks. Good luck on your
lunch. Thank you.
Okay. Did I ask to go, were there any outside communications on that one?
I don't remember, but no.
Okay. Next one, please.
DBA file number 1422, James Solomon, 3742 Southwestern Boulevard, Zone I-1, SBL number 161.06-1-15, part of Farm Lot 29, Township 10, Range 7, request an area variance for a 30-foot front setback for primary structure, minimum 50-foot front setback, section 144-14, height, lot, yard, and bulk supplement.
Hi, hello. Welcome.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Did you sign in?
I'm not James. I did sign in, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm Michael Kaczynski from Bamel Architects, representing the owner. So we're working with a team that are interested in putting a brewery on this location, and the site is a little bit unique in that it's a triangular-shaped building. So we're looking at how to optimize parking. We're going to have a retention pond for drainage runoff and going through the engineering process. And the closer we can bring the building to the road, it kind of opens up more possibilities for us in terms of games. We're going to potentially have cornhole, fire pits, horseshoes. So as that building shifts closer to Southwestern, opens up a little bit more options for us. And then we have a few things that we're kind of working against. Number one, visibility. So the proximity of that site to the railroad bridge is such that we thought we don't want it to be hidden. Obviously, it would be great to have more visibility closer to the street. And then also this, we kind of took into consideration the speed limit on the road. And it is a gradual left-hand turn if you're heading west. We would keep a bunch of these mature trees in front of the building, but I thought it would be beneficial to try to improve on sight lines. I brought a few photographs just kind of demonstrating visibility constraints there. And even the topography, the hill kind of goes up in a pretty steep fashion up to the railroad tracks. And it also helps with parking, because we know we're not allowed to have parking in front of the front face of the building. So the closer we move it, that greatly improves our parking, which is already pretty tight. We just make the cutoff with, I think it's 45 spaces that are required based on the area of the building. So we thought it was worthwhile. We talked to some of the planning board members regarding, you know, is it a worthwhile pursuit to try to get this just to have a better end product for the client. So that's what we're requesting.
And okay. The planning board was?
It was an informal meeting.
Right.
Yeah, but they thought it was worthwhile. It is zoned industrial.
Right.
And said due to that being industrially zoned, it's typically a little more of a reasonable request to reduce the setback. And then looking at other industrial zoned buildings in the setback proximity close to the street. So.
Okay. Anything else you want to add before I go to the board?
Sure. I'm going to provide some examples of what it may look like, just inspiration-wise.
Okay.
Could we see those a little closer, please?
Certainly.
Thank you.
So we do have, we're still in very conceptual phases right now, but we're trying to come up with something that, I guess my point is it's going to be a good-looking building. Not just,
is this the name of the brewery that's going out?
It is, yeah. So it's a group of guys that grew up here locally in Orchard Park, currently are in financial careers in Manhattan, but are looking to bring some work back home. So.
Anybody want to see these? Okay. I can start with questions. Bob, I'll start with you this time.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I guess my one concern is safety coming around that curve after going beneath the viaduct. And you alluded to that curve as well as that issue.
Yeah, it is. We did take that into account, which is why we favored the west side of the property with the driveway, because it is
Sure.
It's the best we could do with that site. Mm-hmm. They did approach the neighbor to the west to see if they would be interested in selling. They're not interested at this time. So that being the case, we just did the best we could with the driveway. So it is approximately 240 feet away from the end of that railroad bridge. It's about 250 feet. I do have a big comment.
Was there any, I'm probably using the incorrect term, but study of sight line as far as people leaving the property? Will they be able to see what's coming east to west?
They will. Yeah. It's our opinion that we're going to work with site engineer still, site mm-hmm. civil engineer. We got discussion started with Chris Wood from Carmina Wood to help us with this. But the way that road is curving, if someone's approaching from east going west, that sight line, as you pass under the bridge, you know, it'll open up as soon as you get through that.
Okay.
And it would be worse if that road were curving to the right, but it is curving to the left, which actually improves sight lines. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Dwight?
You didn't draw in here where 50 feet is. Mm-hmm. What if you were to change the size or shape of your building?
We did.
Would you, you know, you say to me that your primary reason is visibility, but I actually think that it's to fit your building on the lot better and mm-hmm. have a bigger building is the main reason. Is that true?
Yes and no. So the client wants, we did present that to them to see. Obviously, we looked at a few options. We looked at flip-flopping the parking in the building, but that complicated the drive. Exit drive and visibility and safety. And we did reduce the size of the building. Initially, this building was another 40 feet all the way to the east property line, closest to the railroad tracks. So we pulled that back, which it allowed us to play with the position of the building a little bit. But the theory behind the L-shaped building is that it forms a private backyard where there can be games and sitting areas and fire pits and tables out there. Kind of similar. There's a couple of breweries in the area that have done similar things, like Hamburg Brewery and 42 North, where it's kind of like an intimate area that's private. So that's the impetus behind having that L-shaped building, because it creates that nook, and then the bank up to the railroad kind of provides a sound buffer and a privacy buffer. So the client was excited about us pursuing that L-shaped option.
Yeah, my thought is if you went with a little smaller building, you wouldn't need as much parking, you would lose four spots. Mm-hmm. But if you pulled it back, you wouldn't need a variance.
Yeah, so the back portion of the building, so they're going to have brewery equipment in the back portion of the building. So it's really only the front area that's for entertaining, and that would have the tasting room, for instance. But that whole back leg of the L shape is all going to be containers and brewing tanks and all the other equipment back there. So it's, I wouldn't say it's undersized, but it's kind of the size they want it to be in terms of economically making sense.
Well, what if you pulled your building back and made it a little longer to the east to get your same square footage? Mm-hmm. Would you be able to do that?
Yeah, we did look at that. This is kind of just the end result that we came up with.
But then if we did that, it might create front yard parking.
We lose four spots or some compromise in the middle. Parking spots are typically 9 feet wide, so just kind of gauging from where that 30 foot is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we looked at like five different options. So here's one with the building flip-flopped. It kind of just didn't work. So right now, ideally, they're trying to get about a 4,000 square foot equipment room just for the brewing equipment, and then approximately a 4,000 square foot restaurant slash eating room, bar area. So we did look, we presented, I think, five different options to the client, and this is kind of the one that they just are most excited about. Like, I didn't figure out the other options, but we did investigate it, so that helps.
Yeah, I just, you know, we weigh a number of factors and an approval or denial of a variance, and, you know, one of them is, could you do it another way? Would you not need the variance? Like if you move the equipment room to the front and made that the skinny part longer in the front, you could even have windows so that people could see the equipment.
Sure.
And then have your public area to the back.
Mm-hmm. We did talk about that too. So the
wouldn't need the variance.
What they want to do ideally is have windows. So when you drive by at night, you see lots of people and excitement. So they want the restaurant to be in front. Big glass vestibule, like in one of those pictures. I think the front corner of the building would like to be storefront, just so you drive by at night and you just see activity, and therefore, let's go check that out and see what's going on there. So that was the drive-by.
Is there any thought of a compromise, maybe not 30, like maybe just 40 feet back? Would that still work for you?
We would have to, the way I laid it out, we're right on the dot in terms of building area translating to number of parking spaces. So if we did went, if we went to 40 feet, we would lose two parking spaces. And then I'd have to correlate that with the size of the building. So I'd have to make some adjustments. But this is all very schematic still, schematic and conceptual in the process still. But.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I don't have any other questions.
Yeah, thank you.
Bob.
I think you answered the question about trying to push the building back. The neighbor, as you face the property to the left.
Yes.
Do they have a problem with what you're doing? Because you're looking out their front window, you're going to see the back of your building.
Right, yeah, that is, we did talk to the neighbors. Initially, I think there was some interest in them selling the property. And then that kind of changed. So I don't, they didn't seem to have any issues with it. I haven't heard anything. I don't know if they're in attendance or if there was any correspondence with it. I think once they found the stadium was going to get built in Orchard Park, they decided to keep the property, which is understandable. I don't blame them at all. But as far as I know, there was no conflict. They even talked about having conversations to try to work out, you know, special parking considerations, if there's like a special event, using some of their property for parking. But I'll let those two work that out.
All right, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
A couple things. Number one, is this going to be 30 feet from the curb line?
Correct, yeah, from the property set, yeah.
Okay, so that from
the curb line's different than the property line.
Right,
right.
That's what
It's not going to be 30 feet.
Oh, no, no. It'll be farther than that. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you know?
It'll be about...
Total setback, because this guy's sort of small.
Yeah, I'll give you this one.
That's 30 feet from that. Right away from this.
Right away from 60 feet.
Mm-hmm. So curb line is here.
Okay.
Right, and then I'm 30 feet off of here.
Okay.
So this dimension is 16 feet. I venture to say that's about the same as that.
So probably about 16 feet?
Yeah, so maybe it's 46 feet from the curb line.
Okay.
I'll be going up here. Thanks.
I would, again, Mr. Brinker, if we could move that back 10 feet.
Okay.
I would be much more comfortable with that, especially with the roadway.
Any more questions?
No more questions.
Okay. I don't really have many questions, but I guess just comments.
Sure.
I'm excited for this, if it continues. And this is a compliment. I appreciate that you didn't try to go for front yard parking, that you tried to compromise with the building location. So thank you for
You're
that.
Welcome. Yeah, thank you.
So I don't have any questions. Does anyone have any additional ones? Okay. Then is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Have there been any outside communications?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to close the public hearing portion and board discussion.
I think it's a good use for the property. It's got nothing to do with CBA, but I think it's a good use for the property. And it appears that the neighbor doesn't have any problem with the development. You make a good point about avoiding front yard parking. So we're sort of trying to maximize rear yard parking and giving up on the setback. So I think it's a trade-off. I can get behind it.
And just a question here. I think they said that if you moved it back an additional 10 feet, it was two parking spots?
Yeah, so we would lose two parking spaces. And then so that could still work. I can readjust the size of the building.
Is that something we can preload as far as giving them relief from two of the spots? If we had to move it back 10 feet?
No.
Okay.
You'd have to come back for it.
Okay.
We could table it and have them look at it. I appreciate it.
So I think the general, I'm sorry, I'm speaking a little out of turn, but it kind of seems like the general consensus is that we could compromise on 40 feet instead of the 30.
Okay.
Would it be better for you so we can vote on it tonight?
Sure.
Or you can go back, look at it, and then come before us, and it saves you the hassle of having to reapply.
Okay. So can I ask a question? If we receive this variance for 40 feet, mm-hmm. is there anything that... I know there's a one-year rule for requesting another variance. Is that just of the same request? Meaning, could I request a different variance for parking?
You basically come back for... It's got to be substantial.
Yeah.
If you want to come back again before that year, it's got to be substantial.
Okay.
But, if you end up, if we grant it with the 40 feet and you
right.
find out that you're going to have to come back for the parking, yeah. that's a separate issue.
So
right, you can come back for that.
Yes.
Okay.
Come back.
It's the setback that you have to have a substantial difference
yeah.
on.
I guess my view is the client might say, hey, we can make this work still financially by reducing the building 10 feet off the back, and then we don't need that many spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm inclined to say I think we could make it work with 40 feet. And then if we need a parking variance, I can always just resubmit for that angle, I think.
I thought they were showing parking in front.
No.
No.
They're not.
Nope.
Because the code changed recently with industrial parking. You
yes.
can park.
Oh, right.
That's right.
Right, I forgot
forward.
About that.
You can
so,
park forward.
I guess that's not really an issue then.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, that was a very recent change.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I did not know that. Okay.
Maybe a year ago. Not more than a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. I completely forgot.
Yeah, that's good to know.
So.
Yeah, we're still going to try to keep parking behind the front face just for aesthetics because we want it to. We want to drive by at night and just have a great looking mm-hmm. building.
So. Makes sense.
Yeah.
So.
It sounds like a good project, and I like all your thought. You know that you showed us the different ideas you've already thought of how to fit this. That it shows a well thought out project.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, we're excited about it. We're still in very conceptual phase, and I'm sure we can. I guess we were trying to see what will the board allow or approve, and get behind them, and we can kind of adjust our design to fit accordingly.
Okay. So, any other comments from the board?
No.
Okay. Do we have a board member willing to make a motion? Okay, I'll make a motion. Okay, so I would like to make a motion to accept the granting of the variance with the stipulation that it's 40 feet and not the 30. I do not believe that there is going to be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. I don't think the benefit can be achieved in any other way. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district, and the difficulty was self-created, but it will not preclude the granting variance. And also, per section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. On the question, Mike?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also. So, good luck.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you.
So, whenever you're ready for the last one.
EBA file number 1522, John and Jennifer Profis, 27 Hearthstone Terrace, zoned R1, SBL number 186.09-1-10, Sublot 34, map cover 3190, requests an area variance for an in-ground pool in the required side yard. No swimming pool will be permitted in a front yard or required side yard. Section 144-36D also requests an area variance for a 6-foot fence in the side street yard. All hedge or fence not over 3 feet high in any front yard or side street yard, provided that such wall, hedge, or fence does not obstruct or obscure visibility of or for pedestrians or vehicles approaching or leaving the premises on which the said wall, hedge, or fence is erected. Section 144-22A1 yard regulations.
Come on forward. So you can sit, stand, make yourself comfortable. And then whenever you're ready, you can start explaining to us your project.
So we fenced a portion of the yard that was a little flatter. Our rear yard has a severe slope and a tree area, preservation area we can't go too close to. So where our fenced yard is off to the right rear of the house is where we would like to put the pool. And we would have to, so there's the imaginary line off the back corner of the house because it's on the corner house lot. So we don't have use of the right side of the house per se. So we put a fence that goes out to the right side, but it's a 3-foot fence. and it goes 25 feet out to the right rear of the house, and then 32 feet back, and then 48 feet to the deck. So we just wanted to use a little bit of that crossing over the imaginary line, is the best I can explain it, to for half the pool, I guess.
Okay, so I'll go to the board. Bob, I'll start with you.
The neighbors have submitted quite a few letters against the pool, and one of the primary things that they bring up is taking away the view as you come around the corner. What do you think about that?
I think that where the pool is located, it's 100 feet behind. So it would be from, we live on Hearthstone, and we're in the corner of Red Brick. So when you're looking at the front of our house, there's 55 feet frontage, then the house is about 50 feet. So the pool would be between 100 feet and 130 feet. I mean, it'd be far back, but unless they're talking about the red brick side, where it's just there's nobody there. It's just
another point that was raised is change in the conditions of the neighborhood. I don't see any other pools in the side yard.
Well, it's mostly in the backyard and a few feet extending over to the right, like everybody else has. You know, 15 or 20 feet on the right side of their houses normally. But the neighbor next door has an in-ground pool.
Okay. All right, thank you.
And I think you're talking about a 6-foot fence, correct?
That was and kind of a privacy thought if we could put up 6-foot fence. Obviously, I know you have to have a 4-foot fence around the pool,
right.
And 4 would be fine. 6 was just for privacy. Because we're such an open corner.
So you'd be willing to go to a 4-foot fence?
Yeah.
Okay. Dwight?
The 6-foot fence is going to replace the 3-foot fence?
That was a thought. If we were allowed to get a 6-foot fence just for privacy in your yard, enjoying
the same footprint in the same spot.
Yeah.
And then the pool, I didn't quite grasp the whole location of the pool. It's not drawn on the site plan. Where would the pool be, and how far would that be over the, you know, the imaginary line?
The imaginary line.
I like your terminology.
Yeah, that's the best I could describe
that's
it.
Cool.
That's how it was described to me. So the imaginary line is 25 feet to the right. So the pool would be maybe 10 feet into that section, maybe 15 feet into the section.
Would it be easier to draw it?
Yes.
I'll let you draw on this one.
Okay.
And here's, oh, you have a pen again.
So let's see, we're here. Here's the trees. So the fence goes like this. Oh, so the deck's there. Okay, so this deck is here already. This is the fenced yard then. Okay, so the pool would go somewhere like this.
Okay, so it would still be this red block.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't extend the fence anymore?
No. Mm-mm. It would be inside the fence.
Okay. Do you by any chance know the dimension from your house to here?
This is 25 feet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know Dwight's going to be asking me.
Wow, you're already beat.
And then, so, do you know?
So there'll probably be about 10 feet here. This goes, this is 32 feet back, and this is 48 feet.
Okay, we can pass this down to Dwight. Hopefully it makes sense. Thank you.
Right, so about half the pool is over the the line. And it's a 25-foot long pool?
The 24 by 14.
24 by 14.
Could you just draw a line here where that imaginary line is?
It would be right here.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to draw on it, but yeah. it's just in line with the house here.
So we'd be asking for approximately 15 feet over the imaginary line, but within the fence, and probably 10 feet away from the fence.
Are you able to put the, would, is it feasible to put the pool in your backyard and not have it over that line?
Because there's a slope, and then that would create problems with the pool and one side of it being exposed. And I don't know if you have to get a retaining wall or
you'd
something.
You'd have to build a retaining wall.
Yeah,
you
because
could
the
do
back
it.
Is too sloped to go any further back without keep the flattest part of the yard is within that 25 to 48 feet.
Right. So you would have to terrace it in order to feasibly put a pool behind your house.
Yeah. And there's not that much room because there's a tree preservation area and it gets cut short.
25 feet.
Yes. 32 back.
Okay. All right, I have no other questions. Thank you. You're very informative.
Okay, so just so we make sure we have it on the record. So you would take the fence out that's currently there and replace it exactly as it stands, like location-wise. It wouldn't move out towards the road anymore?
I wouldn't move the fence.
Okay.
No, it would be within the fenced area of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more questions from the board? So I'm assuming you didn't talk to any of your neighbors then?
Just the one, number 25 right next door, he didn't seem to have any problems.
Okay.
And behind us is trees, and there's no neighbors on the other side, so I only have one neighbor.
Okay, because, I mean, I don't know if this is an appropriate time to mention that I think we have 7 letters against it, so just want to make you aware, and Anna, is 7 correct?
I believe.
Okay. Okay. So.
I just have one more question.
Okay.
On your diagram here, there's a little square.
Is
that a shed?
Yes, there's a shed on the left side of the house, behind the house?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's pretty
big. Yeah, I figured that, but I was just wondering if there was any way you could have put the pool on that side.
Yeah, see, we had to build up the lower side of the shed. It had to be put on a pedestal because
mm-hmm.
of the slope.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up 2 feet, maybe. The slope rooms most of the yard.
Hmm. Anybody else have any questions? Okay, then is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Please state your name and address.
I'm Gary Doster. I live at 39 Red Brick in the upper portion of Red Brick. I also own 41 Red Brick. It's an empty lot. Okay, thanks, Gary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
I'd like to thank, I'm one of the people that wrote, I believe you said there were 10 letters of opposition, correct?
I believe.
Okay. I'm one of the people that wrote that in one of those letters, and I believe I represent a lot of other people that haven't in the upper section of Red Brick. And I just want to reiterate two main points that I made in that letter at this time. We are absolutely vehemently opposed to this proposal. This lot's on the corner of Red Brick, faces west on Hearthstone Terrace, and the proposed pool is actually on the front side, as you see, of Red Brick Road. It's clearly and totally out of character for the neighborhood. We all know Eagle Heights is, in general, a non-fenced neighborhood in general. It's noted for its trees, its rural feel, natural settings, and so on. We feel very strongly that this is going to have an impact on the home values in our neighborhood. And, in fact, my second point is that this all could have been avoided. This is not a pool lot when you look at this. This pool, this slopes off. This is a disaster, all right? And this all could have been avoided. The homeowner is not a long-term homeowner where 15 years ago we built, and boy, we need to make a change. I don't know exactly, but I'm going to say that this home was built, one of the last homes built here, within the last 2 years. This easily could have been mitigated. There's a number of open lots on this development. This pool should be at the best. A backyard pool, just like the neighbors that was brought up. These people all have backyard pools. This side yard pool really represents a front yard pool on Red Brick. I mean, what's to prevent me from putting a pool in my front yard on 39? So we're vehemently opposed. This number one is clearly represents an undesirable change in the neighborhood. It does have an adverse effect in that it reduces all the home values on Upper Red Brick. And this all could have been avoided very simply by purchasing a different lot if this was an intention a very short time ago. So once again, we ask you to please reject this proposal. And let me just add, you know, this
30 really, seconds.
I'm sorry, Jim?
30 seconds.
Thank you. This poor plan should not have an adverse impact on all the rest of the neighbors and our home values. Thanks.
Okay. Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Okay. So I'm going to close the public hearing portion, so board discussion.
I agree with this gentleman that it is an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood and a detriment to nearby properties. That's what I hang my head on.
Okay.
I mean, she's inferring 25 feet onto the side yard to start from the drawing, and I just think for that neighborhood that it's an undesirable change.
Okay. Anyone else?
I agree. I think 25 feet is a bit much, and even with a 4-foot fence, I think coming out that far is just going to be an undesirable effect for the neighborhood.
I agree.
Anything else to add?
No, I feel for her, and I understand kids like to have pools, and I get it. I mean, it is possible to do without a variance and do some sort of earthenwork, masonry, terraced, fit it in, but it would be very costly as opposed to a conventional pool. But I can't get behind putting a pool on a side yard.
Okay. Do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make the motion. I make a motion to decline the application per section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. I believe there will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood and a detriment to nearby properties. The benefit can be achieved in another way. The request is substantial. I think there will be an adverse effect on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. The difficulty was self-created. So I make a motion to decline the application.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Question, Mike? You would vote yes.
I vote yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also, so I'm sorry.
Yes.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
The question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. You can stay.
Can't vote twice on the same thing. A journey.
Well, you already voted for something tonight, so we'll give you some slack. Yeah. Yeah, the
shut the street signs on the day, don't.
Huh?
They could have heard as well.
I thought so too, but.
I mean, I
got a question for you, Laura.
Yeah.
I don't know if I.